Darker Days of Dorothy Gale. Chapter 63. The Story of a Man. Year 216. A.T.C. Ifel led the way across the land, the stranger behind her, the lion at his side. Vern and Howell and his defectors followed close behind. The following trekked in silence. It was a combination of blind faith and fear that kept them in line. It was a feeling the stranger was not accustomed to. He was used to being a leader, not a follower. He did not much care for it. They were out of the mountains and through the forest. They had passed through the marshlands and several small villages that somehow managed to remain intact despite the cataclysm. Currently, they were traveling across rolling plains. The cathedral was not visible on the horizon, but the smoke that billowed from it was.
"What happens when we reach the cathedral?" asked the stranger,
caution weighing heavy in his voice.
"We fight," replied Ifel.
"Fight? Fight who?"
"Whoever happens to be there. Whoever stands in my way. Ozma."
The stranger swallowed. Ifel turned to him, and everyone stopped dead in their tracks. She looked at the stranger curiously, almost sympathetically.
"You have no memories?" "No memories at all?"
"No,"
replied the stranger as he looked down at his feet. He was not sure if he was supposed to feel ashamed of this fact or not.
"Not many, anyway."
"How far back does your memory reach?"
Ifel asked untrustingly. The stranger looked at her for a moment.
"I remember sitting in a jail cell. My brother by my side. A group of men busted down the door and dragged each of us out. I can't remember why. Fear? No. Hatred? No. A fundamental misunderstanding of what we stood for. What we believed. I remember being beaten and left for dead. And I remember lying in an open field, trying to breathe, trying to survive. I remember staring up at the sky, watching the clouds darken, watching them move and shift. I closed my eyes, and when I opened them, I was healed of all my wounds. Alone, but in good health. Lost and confused. Together we traveled the land until...
He looked around at the new landscape.
All of this.
Ifel placed a gentle hand on his face and caressed it. With her other hand, she reached for a ring that hung on a small chain around his neck. It was a simple silver band, and set in it was a modest-sized pearl. She examined it, almost mesmerized by its brilliant white shimmer. She closed her hand around it gently, and looked the stranger in his eyes once more.
"And that is everything up to this point?" she asked.
"Yes," replied the stranger, his own piercing eyes looking into his inquisitor's.
"That is everything."
"I believe you,"
Ifel said calmly.
"I can't speak for anyone else, though."
She opened her hand and looked at the pearl. It was no longer white and shimmering. It was now black and dull.